The Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, start in a little more than a week, and this will not look like your father's or mother's Olympics, even if they were watching just 4 years ago in Vancouver. The Sochi Games have 12 new winter sports events. Robert Smith is part of the NPR team headed to Sochi, and he joins us now with a preview of these new events and whom to watch. Hi there, Robert.
Hi, I'm even wearing my long underwear already.
I was going to ask you, your baggy snowsuit from getting off your snowboard, right?
You know, that's still drying out right now. I got to get all this in top condition for Sochi.
Well, you just got back from the X Games in Aspen. And
tough work.
Yeah, I know. But someone's got to do it. You saw some of those new sports that are heading to Sochi. Give me a favorite.
Well, I love this thing called slope style. And I have to say I hadn't heard of it before 6-7 months ago because I don't really watch ESPN or the X Games. But when I saw it, it was amazing. It was, if I had designed a ski hill when I was 12 years old, this is what I would have designed. There are metal rails sticking out of the snow. There are giant jumps all the way down this ski run. And the goal is basically to hit every single obstacle you can and do a flip, do two flips, do a 720, do like some sort of trick off of each one, and then land in front of a cheering crowd. And of course, all to like blaring rock music. And this is the first time in the Olympics, and they have it in ski and snowboard.
Wow. So it sounds like it's exciting to watch, but hearing you describe it makes me feel the creak in my old bones.
Yeah, me too. But these are some pretty young competitors doing this. In the snowboard side, the guy everyone's watching is perhaps the one name you might have heard of from the Winter Olympics, Shaun White.
Of course.
The flying tomato. So he is a snowboard halfpipe legend. And he's been practicing on the slope style, which involves a lot of the same skills. You want to do really big, stylish tricks. But the difference is when you have a halfpipe, you can practice all day long and get your tricks just perfect. The key with slope style is every single hill is different. Every resort designs their own obstacles. So Sochi, all these athletes haven't seen the course there. So it's going to take the sort of skills of Shaun White, but you also have to improvise as you go down the run. Let me give you one more name because this is the guy on skis doing the same thing. He's maybe the next Shaun White on skis. Mm-hmm. And his name is Nick Gepper, and I saw him out at the X Games. And just a fantastic skier and just a beautiful skier. And you realize a lot of these tricks, you've seen them on snowboards constantly.
Yeah.
When you see them on skis, they have an added elegance to them. Maybe I'm saying this as a skier. Because you can cross the skis, you can grab one ski, you can grab the other ski, you can move the skis around in the air for sort of more almost ballet-type moves. And so it's just a really beautiful made-for-TV sport. And this guy, Nick Gepper, grew up in Indiana, so I'm pulling for the Flatlander out there.
So I hear you that you're a skier at heart, so I'm going to make you talk more about snowboarding instead.
Because those kids.
those kids. Although I have to say, in Vancouver, watching Shaun White in the halfpipe was jaw-dropping. I mean, he doesn't even look like he's trying, and then he gets 30 feet in the air off the rim of the pipe. It's just spectacular. But there's a new snowboarding event called Parallel Slalom. What's that?
Yeah, and this is sort of the way that snowboard is improving the rest of the Olympics, because Parallel Slalom is, of course, something that they've done on skis. It's basically a ski race through gates, and there's been a giant Parallel Slalom event in snowboard, but this new one is a very short course called Parallel Slalom, and the gates are really close together, and the snowboarder is basically turning around these gates about every second, and they get down the course in about 40 seconds, so it is super fast. It is super technical. And it just tears up these courses. So by the end of the day, it's almost like they're doing moguls. They're turning that fast and that aggressively. And it's a really fun, exciting event. And it makes me think that basically anything that's now done on skis will probably be done in the Olympics on snowboard.
And now maybe vice versa, too, because the skiers get a shot at the half pipe.
That's the other thing. You know, we've been playing up this divide between the old skiers and the young snowboarders. But the truth is, there's a lot of young, aggressive skiers who were looking at the situation and saying, wait, why do they get all the fun and the rock music? And so more and more, all of those events that the snowboarders did, the half pipe, we're seeing those in skis. And I watched this out at the X Games, and I met one young woman. She took first, and she's sort of top in the world right now. Her name is Maddie Bowman, and she's from South Lake Tahoe. And she was just so excited by this notion of being first with the sport in the Olympics. You know, they've all seen those big long lists of everyone who's won the Olympics in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. And you could tell when you talk to them that the fact that they could be first on that list, you know, for the ages, is a really exciting moment.
Well, speaking of firsts, let's talk about another one. Rather, I should say, an overdue first, because the women will finally get their chance at the ski jumping event. It's been all male until this Winter Olympic Games. So, first of all, what took so long?
They're idiots. I'm serious. This is like one of the great injustices that for, you know, ski jumping is one of the oldest sports in the Winter Olympics. And just for years, the official line was, well, there aren't enough women ski jumpers out there. There aren't enough women ski jumping competitions. But of course, that's a catch-22. If it's not in the Olympics, there's not people who want to join the sport. And there is also, of course, absolute sexism in this. NPR has a famous quote that they got in 2005 from a ski official that said that basically ski jumping wasn't good for women's reproductive systems. And I won't even touch that. I mean, if he had said that in front of one of these female snowboarders, they would have smacked him in the face with the board.
Which I would have paid to see.
Yes.
But finally, before I let you go, there are some team sports, some new team events, I should say, in Sochi. There's going to be a medal for team figure skating. But the one I really want to talk with you about is luge relay. How does that work?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Like, this is an actual sport which I've never seen, but just reading about it is great. There's going to be a woman luger. She goes down. When she hits the bottom, she will hit a touch pad, and that will open a gate at the top, and then the men's luger will go down. When he hits the bottom, he'll hit the touch pad, and then a men's pairs luger will go down. And, of course, the lowest combined score wins that event. And it seems like a totally exciting thing, you know, like one of these relay events. Now, I will say, though, team figure skating, I think, is a pretty cynical ploy just to get more figure skating on TV.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Well, Robert Smith is part of Team NPR, headed to Sochi for the Winter Olympic Games. Rob, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, great to talk with you.